Kyle, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. The lead story, if you will, on the homepage of the newsletter's website talks about the governor is reviewing his Court of Appeal positions that he's going to have to fill.
Well, you know, and this is really interesting because most governors, this is one of the highlights of their tenures, to be able to appoint to the courts people who match their ideological points of view, be it the Supreme Court, but that's very rare that they get a chance to do that. But the Court of Appeals, Circuit Court, you know, this is the time where you get to reward your friends. But the thing is that Rick Snyder is seriously looking at not filling some of these appointments because the judiciary is overstocked right now. There are too many Court of Appeals judges, according to the court itself, and there's too many circuit court judges, probate court judges, and district courts throughout various parts of the state. So he's getting pressure from Supreme Court Justice Robert Young and others in the judiciary to hold off on making two Court of Appeal appointments until there is a report in August that shows, hey, we could really use four less Court of Appeals judges, and we could use a lot fewer judges in various other parts of the state. So be judicious about the appointments that you make on the bench, because we really don't need them.
Do the Democrats have enough votes for their constitutional amendment that would prevent school aid funding being cut, or more specifically being used to fund community colleges and state universities?
No. But, you know, here's the thing, though. You know, if all things were equal and the vote was put up on the board, they could. It's possible. But it will never get on the floor and it will never get considered because it completely blows up the whole budget proposal that Rick Snyder has put out there. Of all the things that he has put on the table to be considered, this cut to school aid and using school aid to fund community colleges and higher education is one of the least painful. I mean, when you're talking about cutting universities 15%, when you're talking about cutting schools 5%, I mean, those cuts are more important to them than the pot of money that you're using to fund everything with. You know what I mean? If you take it from the school aid fund, you take it to the general fund, it doesn't really matter. People are getting cut. People are getting less money. They're getting fewer dollars. So that's kind of the problem here. I mean, it sounds good about, you know, quote-unquote, raiding the school aid fund. But in the end, if you're getting less money, it doesn't really matter what pot of money you're getting it from. And that's where the Republicans are right now. It seems like an easy way to balance the budget, and so they will.
And Kyle, the jobless bill has created a lot of controversy.
Yeah, it has. And the thing is because it came out of nowhere. I mean, for a couple weeks before this bill you know, really started moving in the Republican legislature, the Democrats are talking about this free money, basically, we'd be getting from the federal government to help people who are going to get cut off of unemployment to have an extension for a few more weeks. And so the pressure was on the Republicans to go ahead and make some technical changes to our state law that will allow us to get this federal money. And so it seemed like that's where the debate was. And then all in one day, the conversation changed to a new proposal that the Republicans had out there that they didn't really advertise. They just kind of stuck it in the bill and let it, you know, let the Democrats, let reporters, let everybody else just kind of look at it. And it was really a first in the country change that reduces the amount of time future unemployed workers could get unemployment from 26 to 20 weeks. We've never seen that before in this state, and we've never seen it anywhere else in the country. And so it was a real shocking change, and I think it's opened the Republicans up to a lot of criticism.
Kyle, I'm out of time. I'm going to be calling you back. I have lots more questions. We encourage folks to go to the mirsnews.com. Check out that newsletter. We'll talk with you again, Kyle.
All right. Sounds good, Tony.